Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everybody. This is Josh Rose, and today's devotional is called Hope Rejoices. 1 Peter 1:8 says this, "Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory." The more I think about this verse, the more I love it. First, Peter says that our trust in Jesus causes us to rejoice with joy. I love that he uses two different words that are very close in meaning. Rejoice, the expression of joyousness, and joy, the content of that expression. He does those two words in order to double down on the emphasis that Jesus produces a lot of joy. Then, to make that point abundantly clear, Peter uses a wonderful word that is translated here as inexpressible. Literally, this word means not able to speak or what cannot be expressed in words. This is the same word group that Paul uses in Romans 8:26 when he says that the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. This is a deep and abiding joy that can only be described as transcending human understanding. There are quite simply no words that can adequately express and explain this joy. Have you ever experienced a joy that you just can't put words to? Have you ever experienced something so powerfully filled with joy that you just have a hard time telling other people about it? For me, I think of days like my wedding day or the birth of my children. Those days produce in me memories of joy that I just can't really put into words. This is the kind of joy that Peter is encouraging the persecuted church with. He's reminding them that no matter what evil the world throws at them, Christians have a deeper joy that can get them through it. This is super helpful for any of us going through hard times, but the next part of this may be even more powerful. Peter says that this kind of joy is filled with glory. Glory. I mean, when you and I experience this kind of joy that is brought about by our faith in Jesus, we display the glory of God to the world. Biblical glory is God's invisible and inexpressible attributes put on display for the world. God's glory is only fully seen in Jesus, but it was partially seen in the Hebrew scriptures. If you remember Moses seeing God's back as God passed by. Now, without the physical presence of Jesus in the world, the best way we can see God is by seeing his glory on display. And Peter is telling us that our joy in the midst of trials is a joy in which we can actually manifest God's glory for the sake of others. This is huge. So today, my challenge for you is let's be people who go and become a people who show God's glory to the world by living out the joy that springs from the hope we have in Jesus. That's my prayer for you today. Go in his joy. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.